Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, it is January 10th, 2024.
January 10th. I think that's a good day.
Well, let's hope so today. If there's anything significant going on, welcome to Elevate Your Day. What's going on today? What did you get done? Oh, I want to say something. Yesterday, I forgot to say happy birthday to my friend David, who is my weather partner.
Yes.
And happy birthday, David. And we worked on the weather cams yesterday and activated them so that camera one and camera two are now streaming constantly live. As soon as you get on, you'll see them. They go live. And there's a 5-minute limit if you're watching them. But you can always just refresh the screen or touch the screen or something. They come back on. But they're on instantly as you go to the webpage on Wildbraska, weathercams.com. So that was one thing I worked on yesterday.
And but that's something that you can use just to check and see what the weather looks like in Scottsbluff.
That's right. And surrounding areas, because we have Gearing and on the way to Kimball and North Scottsbluff. So when we're planning on more cameras, even down in McGrew, got one down in McGrew, Melbita.
Yeah.
So let's talk about more of what we're doing today rather than yesterday now. So what do you got
going
on?
I'm going to be working on a few things, but we're planning on doing something fun for your birthday. So happy birthday, my darling.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess that happened on this day in history in 1966.
Right.
What else happened on this? Oh, we're not going to get to this day in history yet.
Not yet.
I like that segment. If I ever forget what age I am, LVIII.
Right.
I just look at the Super Bowl logo.
And we'll know.
Yeah, if I can read it. I don't know what LVIII means, but I'm LVIII this year.
Well, you also are going to be working on some nonprofit stuff this morning.
Oh, right. Yes, of course. In just a little bit here, I have a meeting with Congressman James Frank. Mm-hmm. We're from right here in Wichita Falls, Texas. He is a congressman for our district in out of Austin, of course, where the Capitol is, where they meet for Senate. And
he's going to get you guys started on some fundraising.
Well, yeah.
Grant writing or something.
We're going to talk about some grant writing for homeschool stuff. You know, talk about some homeschooling issues and get some advice on some local organizations on grant writing. Since we were blessed with the opportunity to open up the gym and other facility there across from Lamar in Wichita Falls. So that's a great youth facility now that's getting used almost every single day. Actually, we're told every single day that there it is used at least by someone, but on most days, several hours, 4 to 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
So it's really getting used. So we appreciate James Frank and what he's done to help us there. And we're going to talk about some grant writing stuff tomorrow. Or actually, it's this morning.
Yeah. This morning.
Yeah, this morning here in a little bit.
Yep. So that's what you're going to be doing. And then I think we're just going to do something fun for your birthday.
We'll see what the day has in store.
And this evening, then, I have choir. So.
Of course. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for the buzz this morning. That's kind of what's going on
in our life today.
With us.
Right.
So that we can get started now on our
Because
what?
Time is short.
Oh, time is short. That is our daily devotional title today. Thank you for jumping in there. That was good. So it is. We're continuing on with The Bridge. And this is day 3 of The Bridge. And time is short is the name of this one. So, boy, everybody's in a hurry. Gotta go. So what's going on here? Time is short. Let's go. This is a 5-day devotional from The Bridge by Xavier Cornejo. And there is a reason for everything. Let's find out.
For everything, there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to cry and a time to laugh. A time to grieve and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to turn away. A time to search and a time to quit searching. a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8.
Time is one of life's most valued riches. It's something you cannot buy, but you can indeed spend. It's interesting to think that we all have the same amount of time each day, but not the same amount of days to spend that time. That's interesting. Same amount each day, but not the same number of days. Tomorrow is never guaranteed, that's why. Because your time is finite. Finite. Given that reaching your goal and crossing the bridge will take time, be vigilant not to waste yours. In Proverbs 16:9, it says, "We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps."
Generally, the greater the goal, the more time it will take to get there. Each moment you allow to pass by is a moment you will never get back. That is why I mentioned before that the use of our time is the use of our lives. Never be so busy in the moment that you forget what you want to reach over time. We live under the paradigm that we do not have time, but there is always time for the things we truly care about.
That's true. James 4:13-15. "Look here, you who say," excuse me, "today or tomorrow we're going to a certain town and we'll stay there a year. We will do business there and make a profit. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here for a little while, then it's gone." What you ought to say is, "If the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or do that."
If you have a painful toothache, you will try to go to the dentist as soon as possible. One way or the other, you will open up your schedule to go, simply because you don't want to suffer. So, when we genuinely care about something, we have the capacity to make time for it. If you sincerely want to reach your goals, you need time to develop and employ your strategy. But don't begin until you count the cost. For who will begin construction of a building without first calculating cost to see if there's enough money to finish it?
Yes, of course. That's Luke, the lawyer type. Very smart in 14:28, right?
Yeah,
he said, "You must know how much time it will take to reach your desired end. If you don't, your expectations will be mistaken. Wrong expectations lead to lives consumed by frustration." I tell you, our business is certainly one to attest to that. Mm-hmm. People don't know what to expect when it comes to websites and multimedia services. So you need to lay it out for them.
And we need to be clear about it.
Yep. In order to not give up because you didn't reach the end in time. Let me say that again. In order not to give up because you didn't reach the end in time, you must consider time calculations from the start. Just a reiteration of what Luke was saying, more clearly actually in the verse when he said, "Don't begin until you count the cost, for who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there's enough money to finish it?"
Right.
You also need the time.
Yeah.
Time
so the cost,
is short.
Cost of not only money, but the cost of time.
Yes. Right. Yeah. And the kids and I and you were helping with the calculations, some formulas today on time and cost and all kinds of fixed variables and definite variables and indefinite variables. So there are some definites and some indefinites. And one thing is you cannot count on tomorrow. If you want to spend eternity in something other than hell, if you want to spend eternity in heaven with Jesus, all you have to do is give your life to Christ. And it's when I say all you have to do, that's a big thing, but it's not hard. Admit you're a sinner. Trust in Jesus that he died for your sins. He's in heaven on the right-hand side of God, ready to bring you home into his big, big house.
Yeah.
Lord, we love you and we thank you for this time together. We thank you for this devotional, and please give us the time that we need, but help us also to understand that time is invaluable and can vanish at any moment. Mm-hmm. Lord, we love you and thank you for the time you give us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So, other than it being your birthday and the date that you came into the world.
Yes, in 1966 at 10:57 p.m.
What else happened on January 10th?
Well, 1776. That's a
good
pretty
year.
Patriotic year. Thomas Paine publishes Common Sense. Very good. So I was born in Common Sense.
It
was
yay!
Born.
Yeah, there you go. That there you sense. Go. Yeah. 1863, the first subway opens in London.
Yeah, we have a lot of London stuff in here in the state of history because London's kind of old.
It's older than
Well, speaking of old, the richest, oldest company in existence, the one that was run by the richest person ever in the world, John D. Rockefeller. In 1870, Standard Oil was incorporated. Mm-hmm. J.D. Rockefeller established Standard Oil in Ohio, making it the largest oil refinery of its day. It dominated the market, pioneering the concept of corporate trust controlling all aspects of oil refining and distribution. Mm-hmm. That sounds to me like a monopoly and conflict of interest when you control all aspects. It sounds like the beef business, in fact.
Kind of does, yeah.
Oh, boy. In fact, what happened? It operated until 1911 when the Supreme Court ruled that it violated laws against monopolies. Look at that. I didn't even read that. And I said it sounded to me like something going on there that shouldn't be going on. No relation to Novarock.
No, of course not. Well, in 1920, the League of Nations instituted.
Yeah, that was one of Wilson's deals.
Right. Mm-hmm. And in 1946, that was the first actual meeting of the United Nations. So they started of the United Nations. So what started as the League of Nations.
Right, yep, which we covered yesterday.
Right, and then in 1946, it was the first time the United Nations met as the United Nations instead of the League of Nations.
Yeah, I think it's all a bunch of global BS, so let's move on over to 1967. And it was President Johnson asked for more funding for Vietnam War. Gotta keep that money flowing.
Yep.
Johnson had a big part in killing Kennedy. Yep, that's right. If you want to hear more about it, just follow our FDR and our JFK documentaries on Digging Deeper Documentaries right there on diggingdeepertv.com.
1901 was the first oil gusher.
Oh, where?
Oh, let's
where
see.
Where was that? Let's check it out, because you know right here in Texas is a big place. Look at that.
Beaumont, Texas.
Down by Houston.
Yep.
An enormous gusher of crude oil. And it was Jethro that saw it. He was on his farm and he shot in the ground. And out came some bubbling gold or crude, yeah, I gotta listen to it.
Black gold, that is.
Coating the landscape for hundreds of feet and signaling the event and the advent of the American oil industry. Well, in 1929, that was in 1901.
Right.
But in 1929, there was a huge discovery here in Burke Burnett, Texas, north of Wichita Falls, Texas. Mm-hmm. And technically, that town was not even named. That one was the Burke Burnett was founded by Burke Burnett.
Mm-hmm.
And Burke Burnett was, and the town was named after him, like I said. But that's the town. That thing in 1929 sprouted up so big, it moved over into Wichita Falls, 15 miles to the south, and created the oil boom created a need for lots of skyscrapers, lots of office space. And that, I tell you, that little bit of history, because one day you will see a feature article with pictures and video from our whole family as we tour the world's smallest skyscraper.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's right here in Wichita Falls, Texas, and we're going to bring it to you live. And it had to do with the 1929 oil boom. So anyway, back to this day in history. What else do we have?
Well,
is that it? That was my one last thing?
That was your one last thing.
Thank you. Yes, that was my one last thing. So now let's go to National Days.
So, you know, today is Save the Eagles Day.
Mm. All right. Eagles.
So that's natural. a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. We need to save the eagles.
I like plants too. Look at that.
National Houseplant Day.
Yes, appreciate those houseplants. National appreciation.
They provide you with clean oxygen.
That's right. Those carbon monoxide.
Scrubbers. Right? It's also National Take the Stairs Day.
Right? I always try to do that. Yeah. Hardly ever take the elevator unless I have to.
I don't usually either.
Stairs are steps. Yep. Stairs equal steps. And also, don't forget to turn off those lights, turn down the energy, turn down the heating when you're not in the room. Also, one thing that people might not think of on this National Cut Your Energy Cost Day is to, when you go out of town for a few days, even if it's just a few days, even if it's 24 over a full day, go into your water heater.
Right.
And turn down that little thermostat, because it keeps those tanks, whether you have one or two, pretty hot, so that you always have hot water in the house. And if you're not using the hot water,
it's going to heat it up, even if
it's constantly heating this hot water that you're not using, and therefore you're just using energy you don't need.
Right. That's something people don't think about.
Yeah, turn it down, and then don't forget to turn it up when you come back. And then be careful not to scald yourself. If you're curious what a normal temperature is, they say don't go any higher than 135.
Right. Well, we always have to throw some food in there. Mm. And it's National Bittersweet Chocolate Day.
Oh, well, I have been actually munching on some of that lately. I've had some sea salt caramel chocolates.
The dark chocolate is bittersweet. Yeah.
And when you talked about food, I thought you were going to talk about the guy with the watermelon helmet on. The Peculiar People Day.
Yeah.
That's my day. It's my birthday. I can be...
You can be peculiar any day you want.
That's right. Look, it's got the most likes. Out of all. Peculiar People Day. Is that my houseplants?
That's right.
And your words.
So, it's okay to be peculiar today.
All right. Also, one last food.
You want to talk about that one?
I do. I actually like oysters. National Oysters Day. Okay? National oysters.
Slimy rocks.
Ish. Quiet. Don't remind me how slimy they are. They are kind of nasty if you think about it. But don't think about it. I just remember eating oyster stew.
Oh, right.
Yeah. When I was a kid, when you're poor, you only have so many things to eat. We had, I don't know if ramen existed in the 70s. It must have. But I just don't remember eating a lot of ramen.
I don't know if they had it in America.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
But.
All right.
Anyway.
I think that's going to do it for This Day in History, which was right after our devotional, which before that we had our buzz. And so all of that together is called Elevate Your Day. And hopefully we were able to do that for you today. Well, thanks again for listening, and may God bless. I'm Brian.
And I'm Andy.
Have a nice day.
Look at that, 18 minutes.